Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Today on the podcast, I want to talk about some really cool new product features that are coming into AI. And the reason I think these are important, number one, in their respective industries, but also in the overall market at large with software and SaaS. So the first thing that I think is really cool is the fact that Shopify has just announced some new AI features that I think are very, very interesting. It was a tweet by Toby Lutke, who is, you know, the CEO and founder of Shopify. Really awesome entrepreneur, really awesome guy. And essentially what they have released is a new quote-unquote AI sidekick. It's all called AI Sidekick. And essentially this thing is on the side of your Shopify store, and it helps you to do things with your Shopify store to build it out. Now, a lot of different implications or a lot of integrations I've seen are people like adding these little chatbots that can help answer questions about things. But I think where the real power comes in is when the chatbot or sidekick or whatever you want to call it on these softwares actually can implement the changes you ask for in real time. So beyond just saying like, how do you do X, Y, and Z, and then it gives you like some sort of explainer, I think that's relatively useless. I think what's really useful is when you can tell it, you know, in their example, they had it say, remove the snowboards and make my store look like a surf shop. And then it said, sure thing, let's update your theme to feel more like a surf shop. It updated the whole theme to feel more like a surf shop because of, you know, seasonal changes or whatever. And it actually was making changes to the Shopify store live. Now, it has a couple other really interesting integrations that I saw and a couple other interesting use cases. But one of those was the fact that it said, you know, the person running the store said, I've had a drop in sales from March till now, why? And it's like a snowboard store. And it said, the dip in sales is probably due to minimal snow. These are summer months in many reasons, so it's natural for sales to decline. It then pulled up a report of the overall sales showing the decline. Then the owner of the store said, put everything on sale. It said, all right, let's get that sale started. It then pulls up a card which says, you know, summer sale, automatic discount, 10% off all products, and you can preview that and apply it if you'd like. It then said, you know, add my new surf collection to the homepage, at which point it was able to add a surf collection to the homepage. And then, of course, they later on made the whole theme of the store look like a surf shop instead. And then it said, write new content for my hero banner focused on selling surfboards. They're able to do that. It made a banner that said, ride the waves in style, has like this little wave and someone surfing. So it's like, essentially, over the course of a few messages on a chatbot, you're able to figure out what's wrong with your store, completely change your direction with it, change all the content on there. It's pulling up all of these different pictures of wetsuits and surfboards and all that kind of stuff. And so you can kind of change the direction of your store live with this new sidekick from Shopify. So overall, I think that's a really, really cool use case, a powerful use case of AI integrating into a software where it's not just chatting with you and talking to you, but it's actually being able to implement what you're requesting. So I think kudos to Shopify, really great feature. The other really cool tool that I wanted to talk about today is the fact that Google's new Notes app has just launched. And previously this was called Google Tailwind. They've changed the name to Notebook LM. And this new tool is from Google. It is a new note-taking app that is trained on your documents. So Google's AI-backed note-taking tool just launched in a select number of, essentially a select number of US users are being able to test this out and try it out right now. But essentially, Google is trying to give users their own personal AI trained on their data and notes, which I think is really, really interesting, right? If it knows every work report you've written, every school report you've written, every, you know, kind of those documents and things that you're working on. So it's able to give you your own AI. And I think this is really smart. I think this is a big play from Google. Of course, ChatGPT right now is the biggest chatbot that people are using to kind of answer questions and help them get stuff done. But I think Google has an advantage here in the sense that they own all of your emails on Gmail, or a large majority of the world's, and all of your documents that are free that you uploaded. They have all of that data on you. So if you wanted, if they wanted to make Google Bard more powerful than ChatGPT, they could actually make it write in your tone and your style based off of all your historical writings from emails to documents. So I think this is an absolutely critical play that almost no one else has the same capability, because no one else has the same access to your data. And so if, you know, ChatGPT wanted to copy this feature, it'd be very, very hard for them to do that without, you know, obviously getting access to large amounts of your data. In addition to this, I think there's features that include automatic summarization of large documents and the conversion of video outlines into scripts. They have citations integrated, which is so interesting. You could probably ask it like a question about something in one of your documents, and when it pulls up all the information from your documents, it'll have citations. Google does acknowledge that the model might currently produce incorrect results, so that is definitely possible. But if you're interested in this new Notebook LM, they have a waitlist that's accessible on Google Labs, so you can jump on that. I think this is really powerful from Google, regardless of what the technology can do, like at this very moment. If it's a full-fledged Google Bard integration, you know, taking over ChatGPT, inevitably it will get there. Like, you just kind of have to look at the direction of these AI tools, and you can see that Google's going to be able to make some powerful changes in the future. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.